Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, my topic for today, I want to address or talk about how real estate investing can help you create more options and greater flexibility in your life. Why do you want to have more options and greater flexibility? It comes down to choice. I think when you go, you would agree with me, you go to the grocery store, you have one option of toothpaste, not the toothpaste I like. You want to have choices, right? Just to give you a banal example from my life going shopping recently. They're out of some stuff, but we like to have choices and options, flexibility that helps us have choice. And among other things, you want to have greater flexibility and you want to have more options so that you're not dependent on that one thing, solely on that one thing that is presented to you at any given time, thinking beyond the toothpaste, thinking bigger picture, thinking about jobs, for example, so that you're not in a place of desperation to where you have to take that thing, that, let's call it low-hanging fruit, why it's easy to get to, it's right in front of you right now. In fact, that may be the only thing in front of you at that time. If you have options, if you have flexibility, if you can create choice in your own life, well, then you can wait. And you can wait until what you really want comes along. Again, it becomes a choice. The choice is take this low-hanging fruit, this thing I don't really want, or wait. Wait for what I really do want. Let's say, for example, just by way of an example, let's say you want to be an actor. Your dream is to be a movie star. But right now you're in survival mode, and to garner some income to live, you take a two-bit role. It doesn't pay much, pays a little bit, but does absolutely nothing to promote your career. May even be hurting you. That is operating from a position of desperation and dependence. What if you had options, choices? The flexibility to say, no thanks, and then wait for that better option. Well, I've got a very concrete example of this for you I'm going to give you here in just a moment, and it does relate to creating those options, building that flexibility through real estate. And you might be surprised to hear who has been both a successful movie star and a real estate investor. And guess which came first? And as part of today's discussion, what we're going to do, we're going to look at the common progression. You're going to hear about this actor, and you're going to say, wow, well, he got started there. I can't really do that. So we're going to look at the common progression of the real estate investor, at least as I have observed it in my fellow investors and Lifestyles Unlimited members over the years. Not everybody follows this same trajectory a lot. Comes down to where you start, your capital, your time, the options you've already perhaps built into your life, flexibility. But very, very commonly, the progression that I see, this is exactly what we did, my wife and I. In fact, we started by buying single-family rental properties and just continually adding to that portfolio and then progressing to multifamily. And a lot of people, they start with single family and then they become passive investors in multifamily investments. That's what we've done. We've been slowly getting into multifamily apartment investments as passives. And a passive simply means I look at the investment, I look at the person that's putting it together, I decide if it meets my goals, and I just pony up the cash. How much cash? You may be thinking, I've seen investment opportunities for as little as $10,000 to get into an apartment investment. and as high as $100,000 as a minimum. So there depends on the size of the deal. It depends on the investment specifics, but commonly people progress from single family to multifamily as passives. Or, and I did an interview with Ed a couple months ago, he's one of our presenters for the two-day financial freedom seminar at the national level, and he started out with single family and then progressed into becoming an IRO, which is an acronym for independent rental owner. That's somebody that buys a typically smaller multifamily community by themselves and controls that deal. He did it with a partner, as it were, but still independent in that sense. And then finally, a lot of investors will start with single family, build up their capital, and become lead investors. And a lead investor, that's a term we use at Lifestyles Unlimited. More commonly, you might have heard the term deal sponsor or syndicator, general partner. Those are all words for the same thing. This is the person, the project manager is how I think of it. They're the ones that find that investment opportunity, vet it, do the due diligence, put together the scope of work, the business plan, all the sundry documentation that goes along with that investment opportunity. And then they go out and they find people like myself, people we typically are connected already, and they ask us, hey, I've got this opportunity, are you interested? And I, as a passive, will say, yes, I am, no, I'm not, I have choices. See, it all goes back to having choices. It all goes back to having options and flexibility. So we'll get into that in the latter part of the show, that general progression. I want to hit that a little bit deeper. And finally, in fact, this will dovetail with that discussion on progression. And I would say, as part of the bigger picture, I want you to consider something that we do talk about quite a bit at Lifestyles Unlimited, which is the maturity continuum. And this is an idea, this is a concept that was introduced by Stephen Covey. He's an author, motivational speaker, and you may have heard of his book. It's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That's where this idea was rolled out. And as part of that maturity continuum, we see that we start out as dependent. At some point, we can become independent and then interdependent. And that correlates very well with that common progression that most real estate investors follow. Stick around. We're going to head into a break. I want to let you know who that actor is that was actually a successful real estate investor first. Stay tuned.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Couldn't put up with it when I was there. Had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. And if you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And I do want to give the website to learn more about our financial freedom program. And that website is Give Me Total Freedom, all written together, givemetotalfreedom.com. And you can see when we have our upcoming two-day seminars. You can do those online, by the way, if you're still a little bit shy about getting out there. But we have them going on in person. You can see Houston, Dallas, Denver, Austin, Jacksonville, Florida, Richmond, Virginia, Phoenix, Arizona, just to name a few. So learn more at givemetotalfreedom.com. And we're looking today at how real estate investing can help you create more options and greater flexibility in your life. And it's extremely important. I know there are times where you simply don't have a choice and you have to take what's handed to you. And that's dependence. That is fully being dependent on that thing that's in front of you, that person that is offering that thing to you, whatever it is. And that is, it can be a point of weakness, a position of weakness, a position of desperation. And if you can build more option, more choice, freedom of choice into your life, then you can kindly say, no, thank you. That's not really what I want or need at this time. And defer, move on down the road. And we're talking, and I want to share a story with you here. I read this recently in a book I picked up about an actor that, very successful actor, big name actor, you'll know who I'm talking about when I get there. And I was surprised to read that before he was a successful actor, he was a very successful real estate investor. We'll get to that. I was just mentioning ahead of the break that we're going to tie the progression of the real estate investor into our conversation today. In large part because, again, we're talking about creating options and we're talking about creating choice. And a lot of that choice comes with financial freedom. Very, very important concept. And we'll look at the notion of dependence, independence, and interdependence, which is an idea, a concept that Stephen Covey describes as the maturity continuum. And again, he goes into this in detail. It frames the structure of his book, in fact, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If you have not read that book, any library out there will have it. I'm sure you can get that at other bookstores, online, whatever. But definitely give that a read. And it gives you some ideas on mindset and how to approach getting to where you want to be more broadly than what we're talking about today, perhaps. But we're going to apply that to the real estate investor progression because it ties very well with what I see over and over again at Lifestyles Unlimited. So book homework number one, if you haven't read it already, go read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey. Now, another book, and this is one I don't know, I picked this up probably back in 2017 or 2018, and this is what I've been perusing again as I start the year. It's been a while, but this is a book, the title is Tools of Titans. Titans like the gods, Olympic gods, Tools of Titans. Author is a guy named Tim Ferriss, F-E-R-R-I-S-S. And this guy, he's interviewed, he does a podcast and has been for years, and he has interviewed hundreds of top performers in various categories. And what he's done is he's distilled those interviews and put it into this book. And in fact, the subtitle is The Tactics, Routines, and Habits of Billionaires, Icons, and World-Class Performers. And this book, it gives a lot of tips and tricks and like the subtitle says, tactics to help you with mindset, with health, wealth, business. Not everything applies to you, but it's an interesting read. There's some stuff that's a little farther out there, perhaps, but maybe put that on your reading list as well. But one of his guests on his podcast, which is now embedded in this book as well, was none other than the Governator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know him, Conan the Barbarian, the Terminator, Kindergarten Cop, you know, eventually governor of California. So successful, world-renowned movie star. But before all that, he was a real estate investor. I bet you didn't know that. And he created the freedom to choose, just like we're talking about today. He created options for himself, flexibility, thanks to his real estate investments. And again, the author, Tim Ferriss, he goes through and distills a lot of his podcasts, a lot of his interviews in this particular book. Sometimes they're quotes, sometimes they're not. But this whole paragraph from Arnold, it's a direct quote, how Arnold made millions before he became a movie star. And it's interesting. He says, I did not rely on my movie career to make a living. Thinking back to my example in the first segment, if you want to be that actor and you're taking the two-bit parts, that just rings of desperation. And he says here, he saw over the years that people that he met in acting classes, they were vulnerable because they didn't have money. And they had to take anything that was offered to them because that was how they were making their living. He said he did not want to get into that situation. Now, I'm going to quote him here. He says, I felt that if I was smart with real estate, and took my little money that I made in bodybuilding, you know, even before a real estate investor, you know, he was Mr. World, I think it was, bodybuilder star. He said, if I could take that money, save up enough to put down for an apartment building, he could see that success. Now, this was back in the 1970s. It's interesting as well. He had the realization back then that inflation was high, much higher than we're seeing today. Yes, it's up. I absolutely agree with that. Much, much higher back then. But he realized that investments like that, real estate, were unbeatable 40, 50 years ago. Buildings, he says, buildings he would buy for $500K within the year had appreciated, this is in California, to $800,000. And of course, like we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited, he was not a cash buyer, right? He's scrimping and saving and putting money down and getting a loan. So he might have $100,000 into that $500,000 apartment investment, which turn around yields $800K within a year. That's a huge return on that $100K. So what he did over time, he got into apartments and then continued to do what we talk about here as well. Traded up, continued to sell and reinvest. Sell, reinvest. Sell and reinvest. And he says he went on to buy more and more apartment buildings around California. And it says here, he became a millionaire from his real estate investments before his career took off in show business. Again, this goes back to the fact that he gave himself choices by creating that real estate portfolio, creating that cash flow, creating that wealth. He was a millionaire. Again, I can remember on Saturday afternoon on public TV when Conan the Barbarian would come on, watching that with my dad. That's this guy. Little did we know, he was already a successful millionaire real estate investor before Conan, before all of the things that he's really known for nowadays. So it's interesting as well. He went straight into apartments, which, again, this was in the 1970s. And I did some digging. I was curious. All right, what was he doing back then? And at least according to the internet, the World Wide Web, his first apartment building cost him how much? $10,000. $10,000. Now, we're not going to see that $10,000 entry point to take down an entire apartment building anymore. But I did tell you earlier on, you could get in as a passive investor for that number potentially. So it does point to the, you know, following the progression that I talked about at the show's opening. If you don't have the money to get into that apartment now, where do you start? Let's talk about the progression when we come back.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. askandy@luinc.com. And we're going to start talking now about the natural progression of the real estate investor. And we're building on the idea that you need more options in your life. You need more freedom, freedom of choice, flexibility. And I gave you an example in the last segment that you may not have heard of before. And I had not till I was reading this book. Again, Tools of Titans is the book, Tim Ferriss. And he interviews a number of people, including in this case, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And prior to his movie success, he created first a very firm foundation on the back of real estate. He was already a millionaire before Conan the Barbarian, his first big hit, Conan the Destroyer, Terminator, Predator, you know the names. He went on to do a slew of movies before then becoming the governor of the state of California. But he started with apartments. And as I mentioned towards the end of the last segment, back then, what did he pay for his first apartment building, $10,000. Now, in this day and age, this is back in 1970. We're fast forward 50 years, and that is not where we are at anymore. It's a different world out there. And if you want to become that successful real estate investor, we may need to take a specific approach to this. And it may not mean getting straight into apartments. So how do you progress? Let's talk about that. And here, too, I want you to, if you haven't already, be sure to take a look at a book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. We're going to look a little bit at that book at a very upper level just to take the structure from that book. And as well, I would tell you, if you missed any part of this show, you can go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, catch the podcast there. But while you're there, go to the very bottom. There's a search bar. And if you type in the keyword progression, you're going to find a number of radio shows, podcasts where we had investors on, either I or Dell or Al, some of the team. And we talked about this very thing in the context of that particular interviewee. And as well, you'll find an article out there, and I'm going to lean on this a little bit. It's titled The Natural Progression of the Real Estate Investor. And it very specifically goes into Stephen Covey's three stages of the maturity continuum. And again, this is what he uses to frame out those 7 habits. And you and I, when we start our life, we are dependents. I have a 5-year-old. That guy is clearly dependent. It's very dependent, getting more and more independent and trying to exert that will day by day. But he has to rely on, you know, other people, us, my wife and myself, for his basic needs. And you continue in that role of dependence through high school, through college. You get your degree, and then you go out and you get a job because you want to earn and you want to save so you can eventually retire. You're following the conventional wisdom path. And that path is going to keep you in that position of dependence till the day you die. So dependence, when you are in that position, you know, you have a job with an employer. They're in control. You rely on that job. You do not have any control. And we saw this, boy, over the course of the last 2 years during the pandemic. People had no control. People were freaking out. They didn't know what's going on. Hours are getting cut, maybe furloughed altogether for, you know, hey, you still have your job. You're just not going to be working for a while. No pay, nothing. Maybe you got to keep your insurance benefits, but a lot of furloughs, no raises, certainly no bonuses. So people are at the mercy of their company, their employer. So we saw the level of dependence that everybody had that is a part of corporate America because they are in control. They tell you when to be at work. They tell you when you can go. They tell you when they need you to stay a couple hours later. And that's something we want to get away from. So to move from dependence, we first move into independence. And a lot of times people start at you know, investors at Lifestyles Unlimited, just trying to target that first or second house to create some additional income. Perfectly good. Absolutely a wonderful thing to do. Remember, on any given house here, in Texas, I'm broadcasting from Dallas-Fort Worth. On average, we see about $400 net cash flow at the end of the day after we've paid all our expenses. Pick up a couple of those you've given yourself. Corporate America didn't do it, but you've given yourself a considerable raise. That's independence. Thinking back to Arnold Schwarzenegger, he created independence through his real estate investments, and that gave him choices. Choices to say no to those two-bit parts that were not going to propel his career where he knew it needed to go and where it did. So he created freedom of choice. The investors that I know that start investing in single-family houses, they're looking for diversification. They're looking for other things. And ultimately what happens is they create freedom of choice, financial freedom through their single-family houses. Now, some go straight into apartments. Absolutely. Some do. But very commonly, most people I've known over the years, they start with single family. Why? It takes less capital to get into a single family house. And it's a very, very good way to build the equity that you can then use to springboard into apartment investing. So if you don't have the capital now, single family is the way to go. If you do have the capital now, well, that's another conversation. Why single family? What is the benefit there? Sounds like a hassle. Boy, I will tell you what, I'm somebody that's been self-managing, as it were, for a decade now. And it's very hands-off. If you're following the right map, if you're following the right processes, if you have a good model, it's very, very hands-off. I don't spend a lot of time. I'm essentially at that, with my single-family houses, in that state of independence. And I love the houses because they make me money five different ways. I like the cash flow because that's what got my wife and I to financial freedom. That's why we started with investing in the first place, to free us, to give us the option, the choice, the ability, the flexibility to leave that career, to leave that corporate America world. So the cash flow gets you there. But on top of that, we enjoy the equity. We're making money five ways. Cash flow is one. But on top of that, we see equity capture because we're buying right, buying at a discount. And as our residents from month to month pay the rent, we're taking a portion of that, paying down the mortgage. That's equity buildup. They're paying down that mortgage for me. And then appreciation. We've seen a lot of appreciation in the past decade or so here in Texas. Texas is interesting. It's normally a little lower. It's normally 2 to 5%. We've seen up to 20% more recently. How long will that continue? I don't know. But there's always a little bit of appreciation in the background. And finally, the tax advantages. And we have really, speaking from a personal perspective, enjoyed that over the years. We pay low to no taxes on our cash flow. And now that we started getting into passive investments in multifamily, I'm seeing those tax advantages magnified massively. So the big thing when you move from dependence into independence is that you create freedom of choice. And that can come with just a handful of single family houses. Gives you a little flexibility. I'm looking on page two here. This, again, you can find this article, The Natural Progression of the Real Estate Investor, on our website. Just go to the search bar at the bottom, type in progression. Some people are more visual. You're listening to me. You may be creating some images in your head, but you're hearing, you're listening. Some people are more visual. That may mean the word on the page, so it's good to read for you. So go check that out at lifestylesunlimited.com. But eventually, what happens is we've built up a significant portfolio of single-family homes. But they're only going to take us so far. We're still trading a little bit of time. I'm speaking to you as somebody that does self-manage. I do go out to my properties from time to time, check on what's going on, have a conversation with the resident, like to see what's the news. What are they expecting? And especially in light of the pandemic, everything's been good, knock on wood, so far. But we do invest a little bit of time. So how do we get from independence to then interdependence? We'll hit that when we come back to our last segment. Stick around.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
We're in a situation right now where people are buying assets, big assets, large apartment complexes, expensive homes, massive amounts of real estate as a hedge. And what are they hedging? They're hedging inflation, because real estate is a inflation hedged asset. It goes up when everything else goes up. Now, the reason why real estate is so good as a hedge is because, unlike gold, which may go up and down with the value as inflation occurs, it doesn't put off any income. And so real estate is producing income. It's producing rental income for the people that are doing it the right way. So whether or not my asset goes up or whether it doesn't, I'm hedged because I'm going to get income either way. Now, if there's massive inflation, then my asset keeps up with inflation.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought five houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy four houses to make your first $250,000. I bought five and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. You can contact me at askandy@luinc.com. And I thank you for listening today. We're hitting a topic that is, I think, for me, very near and dear to my heart, which is the notion of creating options, creating flexibility in your life. And over the years, as a real estate investor, I have observed this. I've realized the benefit of our single family houses from that perspective very, very much, because we've created a lot of opportunity and options just by virtue of the fact that we're essentially independent at this point, with the cash flow coming in every month from those houses and the options that we now have thanks to the equity that we have in those properties that we've slowly been drawing down. How do you draw down that equity, by the way? You do one of two things. You either do a cash out refinance. Great time to do it. Rates are low. Where are they headed? Anyone's guess, but a little bit upward, I'd say. Cash out refinance, or just sell. Do a 1031 exchange if you want to defer those capital gains taxes, or just sell it, eat the taxes, do what you need to do. But in fact, I ran into one of our vendors at a recent networking event, one of the providers of the service for the 1031 exchange. So we had a good conversation. It's good to get out to networking events. Come to Lifestyles Unlimited. Lou Ann Blau, she was there, and I'm sure she'll be there at the next case study if you're here in the Dallas area. But if you have questions on how does that work? How do I manage through that process? What are 45 days and 180 days to identify and close? All the nuances. She's your lady. You know, you want to go to the networking events that talk to people like that and get those questions answered. Find those experts. Oh, and speaking of experts, oh boy, I got to mention this now. We're going to have a big, big event coming up mid to late March. I guess it's middle of March. We have our 2022 Wealth and Passive Income Expo down in Houston, Texas. It's going to be March 16th through the 19th. And I bring this up in the context of experts because we will have our expert hall there, which is where we have any number of vendors, anyone you need for your team. Arnold Schwarzenegger, in the write-up I was reading, didn't talk to team, but later on, as I was researching a little bit more about him, he talked about team. He talked about teachers, read as mentors, as well. And you can find that team at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. If you want to learn more about that, go to the website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, and go ahead and register. If you use my name, Andy, all caps, A-N-D-Y, that will give you a discount on any of those passes. But good event, March 16th through the 19th. I am looking forward to it. We've already lined up my in-laws to take the five-year-old for an extended long weekend, so my wife and I can come down and enjoy the event in peace. So we are a little bit dependent, I suppose, in that sense. But back to our topic, creating options and flexibility, choices, freedom of choice in your life. It does start by moving down that maturity continuum. You start in a position of dependence. You're dependent on your job. You're dependent on a lot of things in your life because you don't have the resources. Well, you start to build those resources. You become independent. The next step, and where you really want to get to, is interdependence. And we were just hitting this a moment ago. You know, you've built up that just like I have, portfolio of single family houses. It does take a little bit of your time. And eventually, a lot of members, what I see happen when I'm thinking about the progression from a single family to multifamily perspective, is that they do make that jump. They've used that single family to create the capital to bridge the gap to get into multifamily. Again, thinking about Arnold Schwarzenegger's first multifamily building, back in 1970, $10,000 for the whole thing? Well, those days are gone. So you may need to build that capital, and that's how you start, is with the single family houses. If you don't, hey, get right into apartments. But when we talk about interdependence, that's really where multifamily comes in on a lot of different levels. How does it apply here? And for one thing, for me as a passive investor, what am I doing? I'm working together as part of a bigger team of sorts, right? A team of other passive investors. And what are we doing? We're getting together around a lead investor, that syndicator. We've seen the vision. We've read the business plan. We like the direction. It meets our goals. So we're getting together and we're pooling our funds to help that lead investor take down that multi-million dollar asset. And we've seen the business plan, so we know whether it's going to be a yield play that's going to just throw off cash flow, maybe not a lot of capital gain, or more commonly, a hybrid, which is between a yield play and a value play, which is maybe no cash flow and all capital gain. A lot of what I see is in the middle there these days. And we sit back and wait at that point. We are interdependent. We're part of the process. We're helping that syndicator get that deal closed by virtue of our finances. That's all we do. It's more hands off. And now for that syndicator, that lead investor, they enjoy interdependence. First of all, of course, thanks to us, the passive investors. But when you think about the asset itself, there's an example in this article here. It says, due to economies of scale, it is easier and far more profitable to manage one 100-unit apartment community than 100 individual single-family houses. Agreed. I will agree with that. As somebody that's got double-digit houses, I can tell you that is true. So for the lead investor, they gain interdependence through economies of scale for one thing. This is a true business, so they're going to hire staff. They're creating an opportunity for one or more people to come and have gainful employment. And through that employment, they support that syndicator. It's an ongoing virtuous circle. They have that interdependence with us, the passives, as well. And then they don't stop with that first syndication. They are able to scale across many, many investments. So those economies of scale keep going. In fact, I was looking at an investment opportunity from one of our leads here in the area, taking down as part of the investment opportunity, not just one, but two communities that are right next to each other. So they have that scale essentially built in. It's also interesting, if you have the conversation with any multifamily investor out there, most of the syndicators at Lifestyles Unlimited are also passive investors in other syndicators' deals, other syndicators' investments. So there's true interdependence there. We are very, very closely linked. And again, I like that term virtuous. It just feeds itself, and everybody, the tide lifts all boats in this case. Everybody improves and gains those options and gains that flexibility and gains that freedom of choice. So thinking about what we've talked about today, again, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I wanted to share that story with you because that's 40, 50 years ago now, 1970s, when this fella said, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to be this actor, the successful movie star, but first I'm going to lay the groundwork. I'm going to take the money that I have and that I'm slowly gaining from my bodybuilding, and I'm going to put it into real estate. I'm going to grow that real estate. And again, he was a millionaire before he then shifted to become, as you and I know him, Conan the Barbarian and the Terminator and so on. Now that's Arnold. How do we apply that common progression to your situation? Well, right now you depend. You are in that position of dependence. You're depending on a job. So let's focus first on independence. Let's start just by picking up one single family house. Again, we make money five ways, the cash flow and the sundry ways that we create that equity, plus the tax advantages. And that's going to help you to then grow that portfolio, to get that second house, that third house, that fourth house. I see some investors get to house five, liquidate, get into apartments. I see some investors take it to house 10, liquidate, get into their first deal as a lead investor. I see some investors continue to hold on, I'm one of those, to that single family portfolio and get into the apartments. But the key here is to start and pick up that first house, cash flowing $400 a month to your bottom line, helping cover that debt, clear that debt. That gives you more options, doesn't it? You're beholden to one fewer person. Once you've paid off that car payment, beholden to one fewer entity, once you clear that truck payment, that boat payment, whatever it is you're schlepping around, that creates options. But then you continue and then use that single family portfolio as a bridge to get into multifamily. And again, if you have the capital to start right now, go ahead, get into that. If you're not sure, find a mentor, somebody that's done this already, talk to them. Ask questions, figure out what is the best course for you. And again, if you're not sure where to go to find that mentor, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a button there for the free workshop. Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. Good place to start. Click on the free workshop button to learn more. And of course, go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, promo code Andy, my first name, all caps, and come visit us in Houston. You'll have multiple days to talk to passive investors, lead investors, single family investors, and figure that out for yourself and start to build those options, that flexibility.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Here are people right now, after 5 years, that are ready to give back. To be able to give back is the last and greatest level of success in life. When you're so good at what you do that you can help others do it, that is the ultimate maturity level. Why is that mature, Dell? Tell me why. Because up until that point, all you really cared about was you. And now, you care about others. Now, don't get me wrong. To be interdependent, you have to care about your employees. Even in the independent stage, you have to care about your customers. So you first learn to care about your customer. Then you learn to care about your customer and your employees. But this last stage, my friends, is where you start to care about everybody.
And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.